Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of November 16th, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yeah, that's right. News AF is back here again in the month of November, November 16th, to talk with the crew about everything that's going on in the world of the news. And here back again with us, making perfect attendance on News AF, here is Pickleball's top influencer, podcast mogul. Here he is. It's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm so good. Podcast mogul.
Sure.
Yeah, I think I'm getting there. I've got three podcasts going.
Three podcasts. The pickle pod. The pod has spoken, and News AF.
Yep.
All being three. A mogul, a good thing.
Yeah.
Three different networks. Yeah, I'm running a monopoly on myself.
Mm-hmm.
If you want Tyson, you got to come to Tyson.
Wow.
Yeah, things are great, and had a whirlwind of a morning this morning.
Yeah, what happened?
So my wife, Rachel, is leaving out of town for a weekend with the girls.
Oh my God.
For a long week with the long weekend with the girls. So she's going to be gone. She's supposed to leave this morning. So she says her goodbyes to the girls, gets all packed up, or says her goodbyes to my daughters, Bergen and Marlo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I'll drive you to the airport after I drop Marlo off at preschool. This will be perfect. Then I'll be home in time for the podcast. Nothing could go wrong.
They're going
Uh-oh. To Mexico, and halfway to the airport, I say, okay, Rachel, do you have your passport? And she says, you need that for Mexico? And I was like, I mean, last I checked, it's a foreign country.
Mm-hmm.
Let's spin back around and grab. We were already like cutting it close. Like this is going to be like exactly an hour in front of when she's supposed to take off. So I was like, okay, this is going to be really close now. So I ran back to the house. She ran in, grabbed her passport. We booked it. I was driving 90 the whole way in our minivan to the airport, just mm-hmm. burning through gas. Probably cost me $300 just to drive there and back. I mean,
what kind of car are you driving?
I always put high octane fuel in my Honda minivan.
Yeah. And at $8 a gallon.
Yeah, $8 a gallon just for some extra boost, hopefully.
Hey, you never know when you need to just floor it and get to the airport.
Exactly.
Did it pay off?
Exactly. Nope. So she got to the gate about 20 minutes before the flight was leaving, and they told her that she could not check in because I think she hadn't checked in yet either. I don't know if you can check in online for foreign flights or if you have to do it at the window because you have to prove that you have a passport.
Yeah,
she had to check a bag anyways. So she got to the gate. They will not allow her to be on the flight. So she had to reschedule for another day. So she misses a day in Mexico with the girls, but what she gains is another day with her husband, me.
Aw, so lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was getting a little confused with the story. So she's going to Mexico with girls, but not your girls.
Not our girls.
Got it.
Because you said the girls. You kept the girls.
I said the girls. Like, yeah. So
yeah,
she's going with a group of girls that she works with.
Probably
she
women. Does, yeah.
Women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd consider us boys, but I guess we're also men.
Yes, yes. In many ways.
Depends on the day.
So she is going with other women that she works with. She is a freelance graphic designer. And if they had met their sales goal as a company for the year, the owner was going to take them on a trip to Tulum, Mexico. So now she misses out on the day of that. Yeah. I was wondering when our RHAP Mexico trip.
Yeah, well, maybe we should have like a goal, like a stretch goal. And then is it like we could have like for News AF, we could have for RHAP total.
Mm-hmm. It would motivate me to talk more.
I can tell you, we're not going to Tulum.
We're not hitting that.
We're not going to Tulum.
Probably one of the last places we're going.
What if we did a rap con where we had all of the show's representatives there and ran a string of live shows for everybody?
I think that that's a good idea.
Sounds like a lot of work for Rob.
It's a lot of work, but I think that, hopefully maybe next summer when things are, hopefully we're not dealing with the COVID, that would be good.
Yeah. So if we get 1,000 likes, per episode.
1,000 likes per episode. Yeah, I got to figure out like what the meaningful goal would be.
Yeah, is there a goal? I mean, but technically, if we just did a frap con.
Yeah, like we did in Utah.
Yeah, but then bundle it all together with all of your shows that people enjoy listening to. Because I'm sure there's shows on there.
Would Danny come for that?
He came to the last one.
But it was in his town.
Yeah, that's true. We might have to go to Danny.
Like, just put it somewhere where there's mountains. I'm there.
Danny would be there. And then he could lead us on we'll call it an escapade or an adventure, I guess.
Yes, Danny, would you take a group of listeners on I guess you could loop in mediocre amateur.
There you go. Yeah, I'll take a group of people on an adventure. Mm-hmm. Not sure how many will return, but it'll be fun.
Should we have them sign waivers then?
Of course. Waiver away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We never even introduced Danny yet. Danny Bryson, everybody. Leader of the group tour. At RapCon 22.
I'll carry one of those little flags, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Does or girl, and then everyone just follows me. Then I point out things of interest. Yeah, I think I'd be great at that. I blew out a blood vessel in my eyes.
God.
You're wondering, like, what looks so weird.
Were your kids challenging you to make your face as red as possible?
And no. You're
like, I go, Bush.
And it wasn't due to... an overeagerness in the bathroom, like taking the dump, just pushing.
Were you standing on your head?
No, I was asleep. I woke up and I was in the kitchen with my kids in the morning.
Yeah.
And one of my kids said, what's wrong with your eye? It's gross. And I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
And so I went to the bathroom and it was this freakish red blood. Before.
Oh, you were probably dreaming of taking a giant poop. So you were pushing right? Get hemorrhoids too.
Blew it out.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Good thing my eyes were closed.
Eyes
had been open. It just would have come right out.
So do you guys remember when I was suffering from that?
Spider bite?
No, I just recently I was getting dizzy spells.
Oh yeah. Vertigo.
Yeah. I had some vertigo. I had read online somewhere that maybe like standing on your head would help. So I stood on my head for like 10 minutes.
Oh, not a good idea.
My eyes were so bloodshot when I returned back to normal rightness.
Yeah, I was playing with my little girl and I did the thing. I hung from my legs because she was showing me that she could do that.
Yeah.
And I don't think adults are meant to be upside down.
You're not.
Because the amount of pain that suddenly entered my head, like all the blood from my entire body was in my head about to make it explode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I stood on my head and just held it as long as I could until I thought my head was going to explode. And then I got up and my eyes were so bloodshot. Rachel was like, what are you doing? Why are your eyes so bloodshot? I was like, what? And I could feel like, as I was standing on my head, I could feel pressure in my eyeballs and everything. So anyways, yeah. Danny, I'm sure you had some rad dream about squeezing a turd out that was bigger than
my god
the exit.
My body just tore that vessel in my eye.
I mean, Rob, what are your theories?
How did Danny get a blood vessel in his eye
to blow out
I don't know. Did you have any dreams that you remember or that you could describe?
I guess it could be a sex dream.
It is possible that Liz was like looking over at me and you know how just like building up in a rage about something I did earlier that day. And then while I was in the deep sleep, punched me in the face.
Yeah.
And I was like, mother effer, boom. And then I didn't wake up because I was so tired.
Danny, do you have very vascular eyeballs also?
I must. I mean...
It looks
blowing
like
them out. Let's hope that this is the only blood vessel I blow out. The rest of these could be messy.
Do you think the vessel walls in your eyes are deteriorating from all the Mountain Dew you drink?
I did think about that. I thought, are these the most fragile of all blood vessels and that this is some kind of indication that all of the giant blood vessels are about to rupture at once?
Yeah, your heart's about to explode and then you're going to die from internal bleeding.
I did think of that.
All right, well, let's talk about our top story at this hour. Sure. The story that I'm calling the number one rocker in America is making headlines because there is an artist. Her name is Sophia Eurista, and she plays
Eurista.
Eurista. I'm going with that. Somebody in the chat, stop me if it's a Eurista. And she is the front woman for the band Brass Against.
Okay.
Brass Against. Danny, are you a fan of Brass Against?
I was so confused when I very first saw this headline. I thought, wait, is that the name? It's like an all brass. I hate brass instruments. So an entire band of brass instruments. Like, I love certain songs. Yeah. And then like, I love Us and Them by Pink Floyd. But the minute any kind of brass comes in, I'm like, oh, this is over.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take this. So Brass Against, probably not my kind of band. Also, I couldn't imagine that you could not get Rage so Against. Amped up.
Brass Against.
Yeah,
Brass Against what?
Brass Against life. Brass Against bathroom breaks. Brass Against who knows, but I can't imagine getting so amped up due to brass instruments that I do this.
Yeah.
They are on Instagram. I'm more famous than them as an entire
group. For now.
For now.
They're about to blow up.
By the way, they were performing a rendition of Rage Against the Machine.
Their genre is horny metal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, then
another play with the brass?
Yeah.
Horny metal. Get it? They have clips here. I could play a clip of
their music,
their Instagram things, but yeah. I don't know.
I don't want to
hit or miss.
Yeah.
You know what is the worst part of the story? We haven't even gotten into the actual act.
Yeah. All right. But so let's see if I can play a clip from their concert last night. And I believe this is going to be, you're going to hear Sophia Eurista during the show. So that is Rage Against the Machine that's playing while she's going.
Yeah.
Sophia told the crowd, "I gotta pee, and I can't make it to the bathroom, so we might as well make a show out of it." And so she brought a male fan onto the stage. And
I don't necessarily agree with all of this right now.
By the way, there is an interesting side note about a bucket on his head, which kind of made sense. Mm-hmm. But then it was
bucket head.
No. The man had a bucket on his head.
Okay. Yeah. But it was not bucket head.
No, yeah. Yeah. So go on.
She brought a man from the audience up on the stage and had a put a can on his head. She said, "Get my man with the can on his head ready, because we're going to bring him on stage and I'm going to," she uses a word for urinating,
piss?
In this mother effer's mouth.
Did she say piss?
Tyson,
she
come
did.
On.
She
Why
did.
Can't you
Tyson
say that, Rob?
About a piss cave. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's not it.
I was trying to clean it up a little bit.
Rob was cleaning up. Rob was doing everybody a favor by cleaning it up.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. And so people are mad. People are mad about this.
Okay.
Well, also, after she had gone the bathroom on him, she just like, "Get the mother effer out of here," called security, tossed him out.
It was that true?
Yeah. I think those were her exact words. "Get this mother effer out of here."
Now, okay. So I guess that she had violated some statutes, unfortunately, this is, you are not allowed to do the public urination, I believe, in this jurisdiction. This is actually took place in Daytona, Florida, which that's news to me. Look, I did not know that.
What is exactly the statute?
I don't have the code in front of me.
Can't expose genitalia is what it says.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with pissing on somebody.
Yeah. So
two consenting parties.
Yeah. Daytona Beach spokesperson Massad Brendayan was told that authorities got a complaint on the department's Facebook account, which is really the number one place you go to file any sort of complaint about the urinary infraction. When I first read this, I thought this said urinary
tract infection.
Infection. And I was like, well, look, if she has a UTI,
she's got to pee every chance she gets the feeling to pee.
Yes. So maybe that I could be the publicist for Sophia Eurista.
Yeah, she couldn't hold it. Truly, she could not because she had a UTI.
Yes, she has a UTI. In fact, you can't spell Eurista without UTI.
Yes, that's correct.
Think about that.
Yeah, I thought about it even before we started when you told us her last name.
Mm-hmm. No, there was another famous celebrity.
Barista is to coffee as Eurista is to artist who pisses on people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, The Rock came out this week, past week, and said that at some of the gyms he goes to, he pees in a bottle.
Right. And that was like making big headlines. And then I was like, okay, well, let me see. I podcast about The Rock's latest movie, Red Notice, on Nothing But Netflix. And I was like, oh my God, why is The Rock peeing in the bottle? And then it turned out he said that the gym that he works out at doesn't have a bathroom. I was like, wasn't that interesting of a story?
That made no sense to me. Mm-hmm. Where are his gyms? Like on the top of mountains?
Maybe it's like a COVID thing. Or it's like in a tent somewhere. I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't understand that.
In the last 12 months, where is the most scandalous place you have peed?
I pee in parking lots.
I really haven't left the house much.
Parking lots are for me.
Like if you parking lots. Mm-hmm.
If I have to go so bad and I'm not going to make it to a restroom or something, I'll just pull off in a parking lot, mm-hmm. make sure I'm blocked all the way around, open the doors to the car so that blocks me and then give it a whirl.
To go back to this story, I feel like this is old school rock and roll behavior, but presented for the modern eyes. And a lot of people don't like it. Whereas back then it was expected, like Ozzy Osbourne would bite the head off a pigeon. Right.
But nobody had their phone out for that, recording it. And then it's sort of like, things that happen like on stage or like in a comedy club, like there's certain things that like, you know, maybe that like if you were there, it was cool. And then it just does not translate to, you know, watching the camera phone footage the next day on social media.
My problem is how disgusted she was with the man who had volunteered to be urinated on. Like just like the complete disregard for him attempting to catch it in the bucket.
Yeah.
Now covered in her pheromones.
Forever and ever.
Get this mother effer out of here. I mean, I would just feel so worthless. I'd feel like trash if I was the guy. I should have felt like trash.
There was even a like a arena rock band from the 80s that one of them, I think, even pooped on stage and threw that into the audience.
See, no, the audience did not consent to that. Like, I kind of feel like I'm waiting to hear the response of the man on the stage.
Oh, he was probably stoked.
Not to get thrown out of the show then.
But did he complain? Like I think that he was not voluntold to do this. I think she said, hey, I'm looking for somebody that I can urinate on from the audience. This man must have raised his hand. This was Hunger Games.
Or he
this
has was a not bucket. How convenient.
They had all of the tickets in a bingo thing and they shook it up and they said, all right, the man in seat B42, we need you on the stage.
And then you think Katniss Everdeen ran up from the back and was like, no, I pledge myself.
Some other perv was like, I volunteer as tribute.
I wish I had remembered I'm glad you remembered the wording to the movies, Rob. So that my joke made better sense.
You know, this is probably just a publicity thing. They're about to go on tour, opening for Tool.
Yep.
And probably to bring attention to them.
Are they opening for Tool?
Yeah. That they say that people that were there were baffled by the male fan who was whizzed on with footage showing that he seemingly enjoyed himself at the behest of the band.
At every rock and roll concert, I bet you there is a handful of people who would gladly be urinated on by the lead singer. Yeah. At
just
every
a handful.
Concert.
Look,
well, I don't know, Tyson. I'm keeping the number small.
So here we go. Danny famously or infamously, I don't know. Tool is probably his top two favorite bands of all time.
Yeah.
Top two, that and Radiohead, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Let's say Maynard is like, I gotta pee so bad. Danny, you just happen to have a can on your head.
No.
Get on up.
I don't necessarily like the people in the band. I just like their music. There's nothing I would do I wouldn't even be, if he sat next to me at like a restaurant,
Can I also just say something seriously for a second, though?
Sure. Be serious.
Serious?
Yeah. Don't get it twisted, okay? That if we do a live RahapCon next summer, we are not taking anybody on the stage for Danny to urinate on. We're not doing that.
I would never, ever.
No matter how bad he has to go.
Me neither.
We won't do it.
In high school, I did urinate through the vents of a locker in an attempt to pee all over my friend's gym clothes after he pushed me into a urinal. That's crazy.
That's an eye for an eye.
I knew the general area where his locker was, so I actually hit a couple lockers.
There was some collateral damage?
There was collateral damage, but I was very upset after he pushed me into the urinal. So
yeah.
In college, had a group of friends in the dorms, and they peed in a cookie sheet and then froze it. And then slid the frozen urine under someone's door so that it melts in a puddle.
Diabolical.
Dude, that's like Ocean's 11 prank.
Yeah, that's a big freezer for that. Yeah.
I think they had access to a freezer in the dorms. Mm-hmm. They must have.
Someone's house.
Danny, are you going to go to Tool on their new tour if this band is the opening band?
I'd have to go to Europe.
That's no problem.
Yeah, that's no problem. You have some houses
there.
Tell
Christoph to fire up the jet.
Thomas probably has a bed for you in the Czech Republic.
Look, I have a goal to see all my bands at least once, and I've already seen Tool once.
You've only seen Tool once?
I've seen him twice, to be honest. But
I've seen Tool once, and I didn't even care about him.
Yeah, I have no desire to go to concert. I'm way too old to go to a concert. If I saw this, I would just assume I was in the wrong place, at the wrong time.
I don't know. Danny, I think you're younger than the woman that's in the band.
No, she's 36.
Oh, 36. Okay.
Yeah. So, DePete in the chat is saying that, I think he's saying that Brass Against is a Rage Against the Machine cover band. So are all of their songs Rage? Because I did appreciate some Rage Against the Machine back in the day, and it's still nostalgic to listen to some of that stuff. It's classic rock now. That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
So cool. Well, what's our next story? Because,
all right.
Danny can only talk about piss so long before he's going to wet his pants.
All right. So we have to cleanse the palate because I didn't mean to start us off with a show that, is unsettling for Danny. So let's talk about something different that hopefully has a better reaction.
Yeah. Can we do something more upbeat?
Something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I've got just the pick me up that you need. You guys know Pete Davidson?
I do. Isn't he one of the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian's boyfriend?
He's a Lothario. Out.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He's got that BDE.
Mm-hmm. Well, funny you should mention that because that there is a adult toy manufacturer that has come out with the Pete Davidson adult novelty toy.
A sex doll?
Not a doll. More of an appendage.
They call it a phallic prosthetic.
A phallic prosthetic.
Is this for people who have lost their dong in an adult industrial accident?
That is supposed to be.
I'm going to buy one just in case. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if I ever need a prosthetic.
Mm-hmm. And it is supposed to be a Pete Davidson sex toy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this, do you think he went and got a plaster cast? Are you getting a little bit of Pete?
I do not believe that he is in any way affiliated with
this. Well, that's not fair. You can't do that.
Well, I don't think
it has his name on it, you don't think he's getting royalties from this thing?
I don't think it's supposed to be that he is
what's the packaging?
Well, funny. Good one, Tyson. So I believe that there are tattoos on it.
Okay. Oh, that's what makes it so special.
That's pretty cool. But the thing is that when you said this and I heard this story, I was thinking, good for Pete Davidson. He's leaning so hard into his persona finally after years of struggling with it and being jealous of Colin Jost. He's now just being like, never mind, I'm Pete Davidson. I'm leaning into every scummy thing I can possibly imagine. And here you go.
The most amazing thing about Pete Davidson, and this is the thing that always shocks me, is that he's only 27. when I feel like every time I hear a story about him, he's 40 years old. he's got a lot of years to be in our news feed. Like,
yeah,
there's still a lot more Pete to come.
Good for him
in our news feed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not gonna Danny, that here yes. is the ultimate, you know, the icing on the cake as a teledeltonics
enthusiast.
enthusiast. So that the killer app here is that anytime Pete Davidson is on the screen on SNL, it comes to life.
No, how could it possibly?
That's according to this article. That's right. Now you too can experience the size of Pete's famed phallus with Cam Soda's latest tattoo covered creation. Not mm-hmm. only that, but the object also uses teledildonics, which means it'll be synced up with SNL broadcasts and gyrate whenever Pete himself pops up on the screen.
When will he be incorporating this in the metaverse? When is Zuckerberg going to buy this idea? By the way, this isn't their first time doing this. They yes. had a succession, Greg the Egg, it sounds like. That succession? Similar. The show Succession.
Yeah, Greg, Cousin Greg, every time Cousin Greg was on the screen.
Yes, yeah. But I do not believe that is the same shaped object. I believe that
sounds
is.
Like an egg.
No, it says
yeah.
egg.
Yeah, well, Tyson is a Succession fan.
But yeah, maybe this was a Gwyneth collaboration.
No,
yeah.
they called that. They used to call, like, nobody knew who Greg was, and then they were like, I guess when he was a baby, they called him Greg the Egg. So that Greg you know the Egg came to life. Life as a adult novelty.
This is like a Pavlov dog situation. Eventually you won't need any of these things because mm-hmm. every time they show up, your brain will recreate the sensation yeah. you've been feeling as you've binge watched yeah. these shows all day and all night.
I have to say, I am looking at a photo of the Pete Davidson mock-up. I do not suspect he has this many tattoos. I feel like that would be a very painful process. Yes. Yes.
It's not a canvas. It's not a very good canvas to work with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think they had a Cat from Inked Up or whatever that show was to tattoo every single prosthetic phallus?
No, it's probably like a stamp or something.
Stamp. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that factory. You remember that show that used to talk about it'd go to a factory like Jelly Belly?
Yeah, how it's made.
How it's made. They should do a How It's Made on the first Alex prosthetic.
I also love the voice of How It's Made. Today we visit the prosthetic phallus factory
in Cam Soda
in Normtown, Nebraska.
First, we get the rubber from the trees in Brazil.
Yeah, but you're not. Brought. You're too animated, Danny.
Really? Is it even more deadpan?
It's more. Yeah. First, we get the rubber from the trees in Brazil, mm-hmm. shipped to us all the way from the Amazon basin. Next, we melt down the rubber in the giant vats. Then we heat them to 132 degrees. The temperature has to be very precise so that the tattoo on the veiny part of the phallus stays even after heavy usage. Next,
it's poured into its mold. Mm-hmm. The mold is then exactly. shut, and a cooling agent is applied to the mold. So the rubber yeah. will set evenly all the way through so that nothing will break.
Mm-hmm. A cooling agent.
Then, after the rubber has cooled, it joins the assembly line, where it is then stamped with several tattoos. An inspector grabs the veiny 9-incher and examines every part of it to make sure that it is an appropriate product to send out to the consumer.
Next, we go to inspector number 5, 7, 12, and 13 to thoroughly inspect each product, making
sure. This would be interesting to watch.
Yeah, I definitely watch this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, so. I was fascinated by the Jelly Belly, so I'd be fascinated by this. No.
Yeah, they did. The thing that they always did was they wouldn't really tell you what they were showing you until you got to the point where you're like, oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, I know what this is.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Like they'd take you and be like, it's a can of tuna. I bet it's tuna cans. It's a can of tuna. And they're like, this is a doll. And you're like, what? That's a doll factory? I thought that was a can of tuna almost the whole way through.
You wouldn't know what this was until it came out of the mold. And then instantly you would know.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know it was Pete Davidson.
No, that's true.
No, you would know. I think that if I gave you like one guess when it comes out, I think you'd guess Pete Davidson.
What celebrity? That's probably true. I would say Nicolas Cage might be one I'd throw out there.
I think
with all the tattoos.
Yeah.
Well, no, just like who would put this together? What celebrity could you see having this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Between the. PD. Yeah, the shape and the color. I think that Pete Davidson would be the number one guess.
Okay, well, good for him. You know, he's out there kind of like an entrepreneur.
Yeah, well,
American, people are making money off of him. I'm sure there's a lawsuit in the works. I don't think he's making any
money on this. I think he
needs to hit up the Hint of Lemon lawyer and see if he can.
The strawberry pop tart guy.
Yeah, the pop tart. Lawyer.
He's getting money. They can't use his name like that and not have him in on it.
It sounds like that's exactly what they're doing.
Unless it's called like
Pete Davidson with like two N's at the end.
Yeah, like
I don't know if that's different enough.
Or like Big Peter's Davidson.
No, just call it the Big Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it is hard when it gyrates when he's on screen on SNL to say it's not based on him.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's getting money. If you're thinking he's not getting money, then this thing will not exist in another week.
It was probably his idea.
So I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about some animal news. We got some animal news going on in the world this week. And so up in Syracuse, there's a lot of stuff to do, including visiting a place called I Smash Syracuse, which is a smash room. Have we talked a lot about smash rooms here on this podcast?
Occasionally. I think, did I come up with the idea to have a smash room inside airports where you can go and just crunch stuff? Yep,
is that where Rachel was today?
That's where she probably would have been if we had opened our franchise there already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, over at I Smash Syracuse, it must look like so much fun that a local deer smashed through the window, running into the store. Smashing into the smash store.
A literal bull in a china shop scenario. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except for it's a deer in a smash room. Will that be the new saying? It doesn't have the same.
Like a deer in a smash room.
Into a smash room. If you can't beat them, join them.
I think more accurate. I think Mythbusters did a bull in a china shop and the bull avoided all of the aisles of China.
Really?
Yeah, so I think the deer in a smash room might be more accurate. You know what's interesting is that I also saw a bear in a 7-Eleven. Did you see that video?
No.
Was Slurpee? Just
bear walking into a 7-Eleven.
No matter what
animal comes into your place of business, I'm sure it's always a shock to see them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it always is. When I was a kid in elementary school, if there was ever any stray dogs running around in the playground area before school started, we definitely get that dog inside the school and turn him loose.
Do you think that they should have stickers on the glass to prevent deer from running into them?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so they clean.
They know. Oh, wait.
And it would say, stop, deer. D-E-A-R.
Did you see the story of the cow on the water slide talking about animals in human places?
A cow went on
a water slide?
Oh, look it up. The cow that escaped the slaughterhouse. And the picture I saw, it was halfway down a water slide.
Yeah, Brazilian cow set for slaughter rides the slide.
Are animals becoming more intelligent and we're just not aware of it?
I feel like they're enjoying a lot of human activities. Escaping slaughterhouse stories in the last year.
And by the way, if they can escape the slaughterhouse and go down the slide, I think they get a reprieve.
That's something we can all agree on.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
They're like, okay, fine. You can live the rest of your days in the Amazon rainforest.
You win. Yeah,
this was in Brazil, I think, the cow.
Yeah, that's
on the
what
slide.
I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
It was weird. The water slide, I'd like to have more information on. This one makes sense because the deer was probably just running to get away from a car or something and then just charged right into the confusing glass. Whereas the cow, how the hell did the cow get on the water slide?
It's not a water slide. What probably it is that the slaughterhouse is after the cows get slaughtered. They go down the chute or something.
No, Tyson, it is a water slide.
It's a water slide.
It is most definitely a water slide. It's not
like a slide to like the trash. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think that the owner of the slaughterhouse also owns a water park?
Right. He's an entrepreneur. He uses... Yeah,
that's an ideal location for the water park, right next to the slaughterhouse also.
It probably the smell is just...
Mm. Yeah. Well, I think if an animal can enjoy a water park, we shouldn't be eating them.
Yeah. Actually, Danny, I'm looking at this story now about the bear in 7-Eleven. Do you know what the bear did in 7-Eleven?
No.
Okay.
I bet he ate some food.
The headline here is bear strolls into 7-Eleven, uses hand sanitizer as worker screams, gets out. So look, if the bear came in just to get some hand sanitizer, I mean, can we fault the bear?
No.
By the way, I could tie all these stories together because it's just an endless loop of insanity. But did you know that deer have been shown to have a lot to carry COVID, and the bear is out there with the deer? So the bear is just taking advantage of hand sanitizer because he's got to associate with all the other wild animals in the wild.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't explain the cow on the water slide.
Now, I haven't tied that one in yet, but I'll work on it.
Cow.
I would have liked the video of the bear to go over to the hot dog roller and smell the hot dogs and then puke and walk out.
It's interesting the bear didn't go after any food.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But in 7-Eleven, you don't really walk in there and smell food usually. That's although true. I think there
you
are
smell
old
over
videos.
Cleaning products.
Like, yeah.
When you know a place is dirty because it smells too clean.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, what are they hiding from me?
Yeah, I think he came in and he went right, but it's like a nuzzle right up to the hand sanitizer. Mm.
He probably went after the strongest smelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
the bears have a great sense of smell, so he probably was curious about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would assume so.
Okay. We talked a while ago about the Bronx Zoo lion den trespasser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's back.
Again?
She's back. And she's back in the lion cage at the Bronx Zoo.
Wow.
Don't Why? You get a lifetime ban after number two?
Dude, what are fake mustaches for? They're for getting by lifetime.
I'm sure she's wearing big glasses with a fake nose with a mustache and eyebrows on it.
Totally.
Yeah, so it was actually around this time. It was October 3rd, 2019, that the NYPD identified a woman who went into the lion enclosure at the Bronx Zoo. This was the first time around. That as of Saturday, September 28th, they got a report that a woman had climbed into the African lion exhibit at the Bronx Zoo, and it was unlawful trespassing. They have zero tolerance for that. So here we go. Flash forward to 2 years later. She's back in there playing greatest hits.
She was wearing a red dress, which seems like a bad idea. Leopard print shawl.
I think
which
that's for a bull, though, right?
Well, I don't know. It looks like a delicious, dripping, bloody mess. She was standing across the moat, which probably gave her some courage, holding roses and tossing money. Like
money?
Yeah. Were the lions stripping? I don't understand the money tossing. It's very strange. Everything about this: red dress, leopard print shawl, moat, holding roses, tossing money. This is as confusing as it gets. Well, I need to know more. Why was she throwing money? Says Tyson. She was harassing the lions, but it sounds to me like she's throwing money to the lions. Crazy, by the way. Lions.
I don't know
lion.
Why she's throwing money. That's the part I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe some like statement against capitalism. I don't know.
Yeah. Or supporting the lions, maybe.
If I was given a choice to stand in the lion's enclosure or the tiger enclosure, lion enclosure all the way. Agreed.
For sure.
I feel like tigers are so much more terrifying.
Tigers can swim. I think they're bigger.
They can jump super high. Have you ever seen that video of the guy getting taken off the elephant? Mm-hmm. I mean, tigers are terrifying. Maybe the lions... I don't know. I would never do this. Not in a million years, but I'd climb into an enclosure with even a non-predator. I wouldn't get in there with like wildebeest or anything. There's no way.
What about baboons?
So,
oh, heck no.
No.
Chimpanzees?
No.
Golden tamarin.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my goodness. You got to Google those.
I would
definitely get in a cage with a golden.
I wouldn't get in. My kids asked me if I'd get into a cage with pandas. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, cause I don't know if pandas have like a violent side. Yeah. They're probably stronger than
pandas. You shouldn't get in there with pandas. I agree.
And what if it's all a ploy on the pandas' part to lure people close? Like could with be. The cute falling over all the time stuff, and then they get a human close and they just like tear its legs off so it can't escape, and then just toy with you as you try to crawl back towards the door.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So I'm watching the footage of this, and there is footage of it. It seems like that this woman is like trying to be like an influencer or doing this for TikTok because she's like dressed up. She's like posing to the camera. She's like looking.
Does she have somebody filming her?
Yeah, it looks like somebody's filming her.
Like a friend?
Yeah.
Maybe another animal.
So... yeah, I don't know I don't know what she's doing here. It seems like that this is all like a bit to get famous, and I guess here we are. But I don't know who's following Lion Lady.
She aware that there's safer ways to get attention on TikTok? I mean, there's Tide Pod Challenge. There's all these challenges that you could take up.
Go topless in a baseball game.
Yeah, less dangerous than getting into an enclosure with the lion.
Yeah.
Tons.
Okay, I guess she feels like that the lion didn't do anything last time. Might as well get back in there.
She's might built up well. A rapport with the lions.
Yeah. So, all right. That's what's going on over at the Bronx Zoo. And then some wild news out of Egypt. Okay, yes. There's been a big storm that's going on that has apparently upset the scorpions and snakes and... the people are getting stung and 500 people have been injured as the scorpions are on the attack.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that would happen in Arizona.
Tyson, well, are you worried about that?
After a big storm here, it does stir up the scorpions and spiders and stuff. So you do tend to see more scorpions and spiders after a big rainstorm. I was imagining like a haboob out there, like a huge dust storm maybe was blowing the scorpions.
No, it's rain.
But if it's rain, then yeah, that's pretty standard fare.
By the way, it's called a fat-tailed scorpion, and it can kill a human in under an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's terrifying.
Has anybody died?
Three people died. I
say three, yeah.
From the fat-tailed scorpion?
It just says three people have died. I don't think it specifically assigns...
Mm-hmm. But 500 like people have been injured by the scorpions.
That's a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
503 people were hospitalized from scorpion stings. This is just people that went to the
hospital.
That's
wild. Yes. I don't know how you avoid this. You stay inside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't go into that water. It shows people walking through shin deep water. I mean, I'm assuming that's filled with scorpions.
Oh, you think the scorpions are in the water? I feel like the scorpions are going to the high ground.
Go into the water and stay out of your house. Are they coming up drains? This is stuff of nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
And are they small? I'm trying to find a picture of the scorpion. I should look it up because if they're just tiny little scorpions.
Egypt is home to fat-tailed scorpions that are among the most deadly in the world. Could kill humans in under an hour.
How big are they? Do we know?
Let's see. I think there's some pictures of them.
You got to put on your big knee-high boots.
Yeah.
The time for flip-flops is not now.
Either way, we're not going to do the live show in Egypt.
Agreed.
Okay. Let's just make a pact today. It's beautiful. We'd love to see it, but, you know, I don't want to take any chances with the scorpions.
Not with the fat-tailed scorpion, or they didn't even talk about the snakes.
Well, I'll take my chances that a deer is going to come crashing in through in the stage.
Or a
bear is coming in looking for some hand sanitizer.
Or a cow is playing out in the park.
Yeah, or a cow is going to come down the water slide. But scorpions, I'm not going to mess with that.
There's no fat-tailed scorpions in Arizona, so that's good news for us.
Do you have any poisonous scorpions? I mean, they are deadly, not just poisonous, but deadly.
No. The most venomous one we have is called the bark scorpion. The last recorded death from a bark scorpion, I think, was in the 60s.
People were much weaker back then.
Yeah, the medical treatment was good. I've heard of close calls with like little kids like having seizures after like getting stung. And getting rushed to the hospital, and even people being stung like on the face and neck and stuff where, yeah, like I heard of a woman who like put her head on her fence to like look over or talk to her neighbor or something. And there was a scorpion sting and stung her like underneath her chin. And that was
real bad.
But I think like if you're in general health and don't have allergic reactions, getting stung on your hand or foot is like no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, okay. Bergen's been stung once and did not react at all. And that's it. And it was after a rainstorm.
Classic. Yeah. They don't like the rain.
They like to come out after the rain.
Oh,
all the bugs are out or something?
Probably.
Or they're
probably
a little bit of both. Filled up with water.
Probably a little of both.
Yeah. Okay. Want to hear about a bad airline passenger real quick?
Is it a fat-tailed scorpion?
No. There was a man who was a 44-year-old Minneapolis man charged with threatening the TSA workers at the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport. Mm-hmm. And then after doing so, started to he removed his clothes and then was... I'm trying to say a polite way of saying this, pulling his own Pete Davidson, if you know what I mean.
So assaulting himself.
No, but it was consensual.
Yeah.
He consented with himself to have sexual relations with himself. Yeah. In
terms of what's bad, that's way worse than the onstage bucket filling experience.
Sure, sure. But this man's not a performer.
Maybe well, now he is.
Sounds like he is. Yeah. At 44, also, I mean, what kind of libido does he have?
Why so much nudity at the airport lately? This is our third story where people have reduced their clothing down to nothing or almost nothing. What is it about the airport that just makes you want to tear your clothes off? The mask probably is part of it.
Well, I think part of it is that it's infuriating and that they are feeling. So I went to the airport a little while ago. The drawstrings from my sweatpants caused some like investigation. And the guy was like, I have to touch
your balls.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I have to touch your whole crotch region. We can do it here or we can do it in a private room.
Did you make him feel uncomfortable by putting your hands up and be like,
No,
for it, dude.
I just was like, let's just do it here. It's probably going to be faster. And if you're cool, I'm cool.
Yeah.
And then he did. He just like cupped me all around. I gave him a high five and we took off.
Okay.
So I think that like in those instances, probably if somebody's like in a rush and then also gets stopped like that, they're like, you know what? Let's just make this awkward for everybody. You think I got something down there? Well,
everything's
there
coming off. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's all on.
Right.
I guess maybe
he was trying to get to the security line quicker. Perhaps that might have been a way to try to speed things up. But no, his travel plans were stalled when he was tasered.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Every TSA agent
taken away. He's trying to fight too many TSA employees.
Everyone's got an itchy taser finger. I mean, if I worked at TSA every day, I'd hope for the just a chance to tase someone.
You want to take a swing at me?
No, please.
Yeah. Go ahead. This make guy. My day.
Oh yeah. Especially a naked guy.
Mm-hmm.
If this guy were 65, they'd probably give him a pass.
No way. Yeah. It's more disgusting.
Baby boomers.
It's more disgusting a 65-year-old gets naked.
You think? I mean, it's more disgusting, but then...
takes longer. Time,
like, at what age are you just giving a pass?
Oh, I'm never giving a pass to a guy who's going to get naked at the... First of all, hold up the whole line. Get naked. Yeah. And if you don't
I don't know if he was online.
Well, no matter what, he's holding up somebody somewhere, right?
Yeah. You're the first to tase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not letting him get his pants off. I'm like, no, I know where this is going.
Yeah.
I've seen this a million times, dude. I know what this is. You're about to get naked and assault yourself.
Okay. All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yes, let's go.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Bryson with this week's Bolt Hole.
Welcome to my Bolt Hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
I feel like way back when we talked about this, rock bands could get away with doing crazy things stage, like the 70s.
Yep.
And getting naked in an airport wasn't a big deal back in the 60s. And
it wasn't, the 60s, anybody,
I guess it was back in the streakers, right?
Well, yeah. If you want to be shocked, go look up the number of planes taken hijacked in the 70s. It is an insane number that will blow your mind. It's just things were different back then.
Yeah, but also in the 60s, it was like nobody who was willing to get naked in an airport could afford an airplane ticket back then. It was like only like the world's top 2% could afford to travel.
That's true. That's probably also true. People wearing suits, and when you wear a suit, everything is taking a
more difficult. More,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so in the 70s, between 1960 and 1974, there were 240 hijackings or attempting hijackings between the U.S. and Cuba alone. Does that mean on the flight back and forth from the U.S. to Cuba?
So usually they were hijacked to get to Cuba, or you know what I mean? Like they used the plane as a means to get somewhere. But think about that, 240 in six years.
Yeah.
No. And I came across that number a year ago when I read a story about this guy who hijacked a plane and ended up in Europe. And it just kind of blew. It was a different time, like committing crimes back then.
The U.S. once had more than 130 hijackings in 4 years.
Yeah. That's what I mean by that'll blow your mind mm-hmm. to think about that. In this day and age with our very, you know, stint, you know, you got the TSA, you got all these roadblocks. Back then it was like, dude, you could put a gun down your pants, get on a plane and go wherever you wanted.
Zero consequences. Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of like the world back then. And in 1969, a crime took place, which I'm sure you guys saw this article come up. And this guy told all of his, or at least a lot of the people he worked with and a lot of his friends, that he was going to rob a bank. He had been inspired by a movie and he worked as a bank teller and he was going to rob a bank. So right out of in this day and age, a million people would turn you in. You would have, he did the equivalent of tweeted about stealing from his bank.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he took $215,000 worth of $1.7 million in today's money.
Okay.
And he just walked out and nobody noticed for 2 days. So he had some good time to put some space between him
and the law.
This bank. And he went on the run, ended up in Boston, ended up being a pro golfer, it said, and also worked at a used car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And they uncovered, they busted
a pro golfer and a used car dealership.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of weird. The pro golfing thing, but anyway, it sounds like he lived the dream.
Yeah.
And got busted just after he died. They found out who he was, where he was living and everything right after he died. He made it.
Man.
1969 until now. He's lived with this crime that he committed years ago. I think he had a family. Obviously, he had a job, a career. It was said working as a golf professional. So not a pro golfer, a golf professional.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I just like when I read stories like this, like you often hear about the guy who jumped out of the plane. What was his name?
B.T. Barnum. No,
you're close. DC Cooper.
Yeah.
Like all these crimes.
He knew his initials, Tyson.
Yeah. There was a documentary about him, like not too long ago.
They supposedly found a bunch of, cash in the mud. Anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just, I always find it fascinating when you read about crimes because he did what people do today when they commit crimes, which is they broadcast it. But back then there was no record. You know, he didn't put it on Facebook or tweet. But if someone tried to do this today, there'd be this trail. He'd probably get on TikTok to, you know, videotape.
Well, he got to.
Yeah, his exploits. It's just like,
how are you going to get them likes? You know,
these crimes are ancient crimes. They can only be ancient crimes because people can't do this anymore. And so I just find it fascinating that back then, I mean, you look at the hijackings, you look at the bank robberies. It was like the heyday. If you were born right now and you wanted to be a criminal, you probably recognize that you were born 50 years too late to be a criminal.
Game too late.
Yeah, it's not a time for criminals. There's just too much surveillance and too much stupidity on the part of the criminals to broadcast what they're doing to the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a bygone era. And I always enjoy a story about those times.
The good old days.
The good old days
when you could get away with taking
with just walking out of your place of employment with $250,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would have been great. It reminds me of that little quote you see shared all over where it's like, back in my day, you could go in a store with $5, get 13 hot dogs, 25 packs of beer and this. And you can't do that now. There's too many cameras.
Packs of beer. Yeah.
Back in my day, you used to be able to go into a bank with a toy gun and walk out with $100,000 and live it up in Cabo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Katz does say that the DNA and cell phones have changed crime solving, which mm-hmm. is definitely true.
I saw a video on TikTok about how, back in the 50s, things weren't working out in your marriage. You just left, went to the next town over and started a whole new life. Yep.
Yep.
That's what you did.
Nobody ever knew where you went.
That's what you did.
Yeah. That is interesting. Mm-hmm. So what is the next town over for you, Rob?
I really don't even know yet. I'm not that familiar with
that. That's a good sign that your marriage is going great.
Yeah, I haven't looked that up yet.
Looked how far mm-hmm. you need to disappear to mm-hmm. never be found. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So, that was just a test.
Yeah, it's just a test. But, I think passed. That they'd find out he used his debit card here.
Yeah. Cell phone.
It's easy to find. Right. Right. So, it is what it is. Yeah.
Sure is.
Sure is. All right. Danny, what's coming up for you?
Man, this question, every time I get asked this question, I'm not prepared to answer it. Yeah, I'm just doing cool stuff. Okay. Period.
Boom. Period. Tyson. T.
Boom. Period. T. It's mm-hmm. my turn?
Yeah.
Hey, Tyson, have you seen Leonardo in any way pushing for that influencer status in the pickleball world?
Not at all, dude. He's threatened by me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So threatened by me. Still doing pickleball. And coming up on December 1st in Ogden, Utah, I will be hosting a Survivor Watch Party. It's Wednesday.
Wow.
So we will be playing pickleball at the Pickler 2 weeks from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be watching the episode of Survivor. And then I will be doing a Q&A.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Boom.
And that's all. So come out and see me and we'll have a great time. If you haven't played pickleball before, totally fine. And if you have, even better.
All right. And then we will have News AF for you, not on Tuesday next week, because I'm scheduled to move. I'm supposed to move into my new house.
Again.
Yeah.
So, if you blow a blood vessel in your eye, I'll know why.
Oh, I'm close. I'm close to blowing a blood vessel in my eye. So we're closing in. They got still have some work to do to get this thing done. They're cutting it close.
I'm excited
because the deadline. Yeah.
Aren't we hosting RapCon 2022 at your new house?
Yes, in the backyard. So we'll set up a yurt like at Tyson's house and
cool.
We'll have the whole thing.
It sounds you covered Red Notice on Netflix.
Yeah, Red Notice with The Rock and Ryan Reynolds. You watch it yet, Danny?
That.
I've watched half of it so far.
Well, I mean, do you think that the writers for Ryan Reynolds are like, let's just cram as many jokes in this guy's face as we can? And they're all essentially the same jokes.
Yeah, he's Deadpool.
Been.
Yeah, over and over.
Well, I wonder, do they even write jokes for him, or are they just just Ryan Reynolds talks, and they just let him say whatever he wants?
Nah, those jokes were pretty lame, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially even in the serious parts where you're like, excuse me, this con man got arrested, and now he's in some serious stuff, and he's like, I got 30 jokes for you right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can joke around in some of the most dire circumstances, but I think if I were in a Russian prison mm-hmm. That we built ourselves with our own hands from boulders, I would at least be a little more somber.
What does the Terminator say? Your levity is good. It leaves the fear of dying or something like that. So mm-hmm. from the Terminator's own mouth, uh-huh. it's good to joke when mm-hmm. in a intense situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was one joke I did appreciate in that movie.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Kind of in the beginning. I loved it. Obviously, it was a commercial for Porsche, 100% a placed ad. But then he just drives the Porsche right into another car.
Yeah.
And yeah. I feel like that's a joke they do with The Rock quite often, where they set it up to be this, you know, pretty stereotypical cinematic moment. And then it just comes to a quick end because they don't follow through on it.
Yeah, I thought like it was a fun movie. I feel like that people are kind of overly hard on it. And like, what did you expect from it? Ryan Reynolds and The Rock and Gal Gadot. Yeah. This movie didn't solve any problems.
Anyway, we already talked about this on your other podcast. So I don't feel like we should have to.
You don't even have to watch the movie to listen to the podcast. It was very fun with Chappelle and Puya over on Nothing But Netflix.
Right? I'd listen to the podcast first to see if you want to watch the movie.
And then you can watch it after. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we'll ruin all the good jokes and everything. So whatever you want to do. I'm not going to tell you how to run your life.
Yeah. Whatever. Either way.
Yeah. And then... so hopefully my move is happening a week from today. So we'll work on getting News AF to you out on a different day and time.
Correct.
Even if we're not live. So we're very excited for the big day next week.
Yep.
All right.
I wish I was there to help you move.
Oh, I wish you were here too, Danny.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who's ready for the grossest meal of the year?
We know you are.
Luckily COVID has knocked out my sense of taste. So it'll probably be one of the better tasting Thanksgivings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
be really good.
There you go. All right. Great job everybody today on the News AF. We'll be back with more next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.